You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, we're back into the wild. You're listening to music recorded live in session at Purple Radio. For more great tracks, head over to purpleradio.co.uk.
Hello there, my name's Jack Clare. I'm the current North East and Yorkshire officer for the Student Radio Association. And today we're giving you a nice little update of all the things that have been happening with our North East and Yorkshire stations in the last couple of months. We're going to start off with a bit of Purple Radio. Let's see what happened when we caught up to Harriet Wimble, the current head of music at Purple Radio, a little bit earlier on.
This is Purple Radio Live Sessions.
So I'm here with Harriet Wimble, who's the current head of music from Purple Radio. Hi, Harriet.
Hi, Jack.
So we've just heard Back Into the Wild. They performed in a live session for Purple Radio this year.
Yep.
And it was quite a large session, really.
It was actually, yeah. We did it in a separate room because it was such a big one.
So it was like too big for the station that we had to move.
Yes, it was because we've actually just had this new live session studio, so it's not a problem anymore. But last year, if there was a band that was like big, well, more than a kind of like stripped back acoustic session, we'd have to like book out an extra room. So yeah, it was quite an exciting one when we did it.
I looked at some pictures and did you just like take over a staff office or something?
It was actually it was at the Durham Students Union. It was their the activities office, which is where all the like managers sit. They weren't actually there because it was on a Saturday, so they weren't actually working, but it was quite funny because we were surrounded by computers and important things.
Yeah, so that's like obviously quite a big session. It sounds like a lot of like production and work goes into it.
I mean, yes, there is.
Give us an idea of like some of the work that goes towards a session.
The first thing you should do is like all the setup for it, so all the tech setup, getting all that all ready before the band gets there. So then when the band gets there, you can go straight into like a sound check, checking everything's working, you know, checking they're happy, the band's happy, and the tech guy's happy, and the presenters are happy. And then there's the like kind of like post session stuff that we do, and that is because everything's recorded, we record it, we edit it all to go onto the music blog, and that's like we've got a podcast channel on iTunes actually, and Audio Boom, and that all the sessions go up there, they're edited, go up onto the blog so people can listen back to it as on demand content. And also it's recorded it's filmed by cameras, so then we can make a YouTube video out of it. So we put a lot of effort into like the lighting kind of side of it, as well as the sound, the lighting is as well, so we can get a really good YouTube video.
Yeah, so we have a massive variety of bands that come into like Purple to do the sessions as well. How do you like vet and choose which bands are like good enough to come in, and choose like who wants to come in?
I personally just look at the kind of local scene. So we're very close to Newcastle. There's lots of bands in Newcastle, also like Teesside area, and just kind of seeing like what's kind of what the music scene is at the moment. And it's quite funny really, because a lot of the bands that come in are like friends of each other. So we do get like a lot of bands who are like part of like a certain music scene, but also there's we get like some like Durham students in as well, and with like next week actually we've got a rapper coming in, so that's going to be quite a fun one. So yeah, it is exciting. Also just like bands who are touring through Newcastle, if they like sometimes they want to pop in on the way to the Newcastle show, that's how we get them in really.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
So congratulations, by the way. You said that you got you just won some like more space in the building.
We did do that. Yeah.
Issues. But so what are the plans, like future plans for sessions? Obviously using that space.
Yeah, just using that space. It's a much bigger space, and we're going to have full band setups now, like, and really cool lighting. It's good fun, and we can, just get lots of great bands in, bigger bands, and hopefully get an audience in as well.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Harriet. I'll leave you to your very busy music.
Yeah.
Great cheer. Thank you.
This is Purple Radio Podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the first in the Everyday Philosophy series. This week, Trump, Clinton and Superman. America have decided, and now we have Trump as the leader of the free world. He'll be the one to broker peace deals with other world leaders. He'll be the one to confront the issues facing our planet, such as climate change. He'll have access to the nuclear button. So much power vested in one individual. So amidst this shock and the fallout and the hazy frenzy, millions of people, both sides of the Atlantic, are trying to make sense of this election result. In my own way, I want to focus on the idea of leadership and the qualities of a leader. What does it take to galvanise a population and capture the hearts and minds of the millions disillusioned and inattentive? What kind of person must one be to lead a people? In the campaigns of the last 18 months that have led to this result, the focus has been centred on these very questions. They are questions that those voting had to consider and those watching thought in analysing. It matters. The leader of a nation is great, to use a well-known adjective, as the USA matters. Naturally, in consideration of this, my thoughts turn to Nietzsche, the philosopher who proclaimed that God is dead, the philosopher who disdained contemporary Western morality whilst yearning for what he deemed to be the golden age, the Hellenistic world of the survival of the fittest mentality, the man who, although regarded himself as a superman, suffered a consistent lack of success in his romantic life. It is specifically Nietzsche's critique of morality, which is perennial to the rest of his work, that's particularly relevant. A recurring theme throughout the campaigning seemed to be that Trump, for some, was viewed as the death of satire incarnate, with Clinton as the better of two evils, the best out of a bad pick. What would Nietzsche have made of them? Specifically, what would Nietzsche have made of the qualities that those choosing their next president have prioritised as important for a world leader? It's useful to know that Friedrich Wilhelm Nietzsche was a 19th century German philosopher. Making a career in philology, the study of language and written historical sources.
So we've just heard the Everyday Philosophy podcast from Melissa in Purple Radio, and I'm now joined by Johnny, the head of production from Purple. Hi, Johnny, you're right.
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
So, Jonathan, you're new head of production this year, and podcasts are a new thing this year that I believe are brought in by you, was it?
Yeah, me and station manager Matt Lee.
Why did you decide to like go in the podcast medium?
Well, we found that among students, a lot of students want to be hearing a lot of music in their radio. So on the live shows, we kind of wanted to focus more on stuff that people could like listen to while they're revising, like with just some music, and kind of less speech orientated, and move more of the sort of ones that are mainly spoken word shows into podcasts, because people could then go and if they wanted a spoken word show, they could go and find it.
Okay, so you're moving, so the kind of podcasts you're putting out are more like spoken word driven.
We have people are like do a thought of the day one, such as our philosophy one that we've just heard. We have poetry ones, people often read. There's book review ones, and also one about football, discussion about football.
Yeah, and we spoke to Harriet, the head of music at Purple, earlier as well, and she said that we put out some live session podcasts too. So
we do record some shows and then put those out as podcasts as well.
Great. So look, how do you get your podcast to the students? How do you advertise them around? What mediums do you use to get them across?
Well, we've only just started making them really. And we're in currently making building a podcast studio next to our current studio. So at the minute, we're kind of waiting to have a big launch of that. So we're kind of putting some of our podcasts on Audioboom and some on iTunes to build up a bit of a database, have a bit of some there ready for our launch. So that'll probably happen in the new year.
Yeah, so the podcast studio sounds like quite an interesting thing. So you're devoting an entire studio towards podcasts.
Yeah.
Then. So you're expecting to increase the number of podcast-based content you're doing?
Yeah, well, we had, I think we had 7 or 8 applications this term for different podcasts. But I'm expecting, you know, over 10 next term and a lot more editing.
Yeah, that sounds fun. So are we planning on doing podcast content from shows that are broadcasting as well?
We turn like the live sessions and the sports feed, our main sports show, into podcasts, but I don't think we'll have every show going out as a podcast as well.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
So hello there, my name's Jack Clare. I'm the current North East and Yorkshire officer for the Student Radio Association. Now, we just heard from Johnny, who is the current head of production for Purple Radio, talking about everything podcasts and more. And we're going to now head over to Spark and see what's happening there.
Morning. This is Spark Breakfast with me, Pev Soulsby.
And me, Kate Murphy.
How are you doing, Sunderland? Hope you are well. So we are covering for Paul and Nessa today.
Yes.
Where are they, Kate?
That's what I want to know. That's what we all want to know.
Why are they not here?
That's my main question
here
today.
They're in Edinburgh right now.
Oh, they're in Edinburgh. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fine.
Being all artsy and stuff.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That artsy thing in Edinburgh that happens in August.
Don't let this be our final song.
I love that song.
That's good, isn't it? That was Final Song by Mo, but it's not quite our final song.
By Mo.
Oh, I was going to actually say this right. Everyone says Mo, but it's O with a line through it.
Yeah. She's Danish, I think. I think it's Danish.
Something Scandinavian.
Yeah.
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 That's well, because, you know, because I'm a linguist, actually. I'm a linguistics graduate, so I need to know these things. It's a Mo.
Oh,
it's,
yes.
It's not Mo, it's Mo.
Mm-hmm.
Like Björk.
Mermaid.
Yes, made. Fantastic.
Yes. We were talking earlier about how it's a nice day. It's nice.
It's a brilliant day, considering it was raining yesterday.
Yes.
This week. It's actually really cleared up for the weekend, just in time.
Could be nicer, though. Could be
it?
Worse.
Could it?
But could be nicer. I read earlier this week that Spanish plume that caused that gorgeous heat wave in July was supposed to be coming back this weekend. And it's a little bit chillier than a plume.
I saw on Facebook, like, you know, where it says like the trending topics.
Yes.
And it said Spanish plume was trending.
Plume.
And I was thinking, what's that? Is that a bird?
Is it a posh plum?
Is it?
It's to this day, I couldn't tell you what plume is. We can only guess. We can only interpret the plume. There are no true answers to whether it probably is a real answer. But
I thought you were the plume expert, Kate.
I am not the plume pro.
You're a plume amateur.
But I know when I would like things to be hotter than they are.
Which is all the time.
Which is, yeah. I wouldn't have liked the heat wave to have been any hotter than it was.
No, that was too much for me. I'm not
too
built.
Too much, do you
yes,
think?
I'm not built for heat, right? The thing is, because I am a goth as well. Like, at home, you can't see this. Just imagine me here, pallid skin, caked in eyeliner, black nails, black clothes. It's summer is too hot for goths. So, and you have to kind of, it's hard to maintain that commitment to a fashion
yes.
lifestyle, you know, when it's really sunny.
Yeah.
And you've got to get into your black velvet skirt. And
that's a lot of heat that you're retaining.
Yeah, take the black lace parasol up to protect you from
yeah.
the sun.
Oh, black lace parasol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Get a top hat on.
Plus, the sun cheers up most funerals, so you can't even have that kind of goth sadness.
It does make shadows very dark and crisp, though, so you can...
Okay, yeah. I'm glad you can see the dark side to the heat wave. I'm glad that
that's
we've
it.
Seen...
I'm an optimist when it comes to the dark side.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. So, could be warmer, could mm-hmm. could be colder.
Well, true. That's true of most things, isn't it?
Yes. Apart from on the sun.
Okay. Is that our, that's our standard now, is like, it could be...
That was today's science section.
We are Spark.
Where Sunderland lives. This is...
This is...
The Breakfast Show.
Wake up!
Yes, good morning. It is now 11 o'clock. Well, 2 minutes past 11.
2 minutes past.
You are listening to Spark Breakfast with me, Pat Soulsby.
And me, Kate Murphy.
And Kate has been testing my trivia brain this morning. We've learned some interesting things, haven't we, Kate?
We have.
Such as?
The hallux is the big tool.
Yes.
A phlebotomist is someone who extracts blood mm-hmm. from the human body. And Pef likes Andrew Lloyd Webber.
But yeah, we'll have more of that coming up next. We've got some tunes for you first. Jerome Prince there, me minus you.
What you're not minus here on Spark is some quiz questions, which we're giving to Pef right now.
Yes, where are we up to? How many have we done?
We are up to a question number. I know that much.
Okay, we have done a number of questions.
And here comes another.
Okay.
In which year did Henry VIII become King of England?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my mum would be so disappointed in me for not getting this. It's 15-something.
It is.
1545?
No.
Is that too late?
It's too late.
Oh, earlier than that. 15... The pressure. 25.
Mm-mm.
Between? Higher, lower?
Lower.
Lower. 1502.
Oh, higher.
Oh.
1513. Oh, lower.
I'm going to keep doing this, Kate. 1507.
Oh, higher.
1510.
Lower.
1509.
Yes.
I got it then.
Straight away.
Point, yeah. I knew that.
The 1999 film Tea with... Oh, the 99 film Tea with Mussolini.
Tea with Mussolini.
Okay. Is based on whose autobiography?
I'm... gonna guess it's not Mussolini's.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
He didn't drink tea with himself.
No.
Well, maybe he did if he was on his own, but...
I think he had quite a high opinion of himself, though. He liked sort of... he was a bit like...
Oh, maybe it was posing, his film, then.
Posing in front of photos and... Yeah, so...
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Oh. Oh, I feel like I should know this. It's sort of... It sounds like one of those sort of pretentious, you know, Guardian reading, Radio 4 listening type thing that you would expect me to know.
No. I didn't know this. Franco Zeffirelli?
Okay, who's that then?
Next question.
Oh, you've revealed me to... I'm not as classy as I'd like to think I am. Sorry.
Don't apologise, Pef.
Okay, be proud.
Port Said is in which North African country?
Where?
Port Said is in which North African country?
Port Said.
Port Said is in which North African
That's
country?
Egypt, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. In which year were premium bonds first issued in Britain?
What? 1947.
No.
Are we going to have another one of these,
higher.
Kate? 1953.
Lower. I mean higher.
Oh, 1962.
Lower.
1957.
Oh, close.
1956.
I'm not going to tell you which way. Yay!
Oh my goodness.
Let's see.
Are you gonna? Is that enough? Have we reached 10?
I've got more.
We've got
I
more.
Don't know what we've reached. We've reached delirium. What is the name of Mo's pet cat in the cartoon show The Simpsons?
Mo has a cat?
Yeah.
No. Scratchy.
No. No. It's like something that you would like say, like a nonsensical kind of zzz, if you were like scrunching up your face and talking all lovey-dovey to an animal. It's kind of that kind of sound and kind of name.
What on earth?
That was a great concise clue. Why are you reacting like that?
Mushy.
Well, it's, I mean, it's a word, Pef. Let's not be silly.
Yeah. Bada bing.
It's what?
He's Italian.
Who? Mo?
No. Isn't he not Italian-American?
Why did I have it in my head that... You know, I'm thinking that I've just read Mr. Burns. It's not Mr. Burns' pet cat, it's Mo's pet cat. I'm sorry, that was a really logical try. It was wrong, but that was. I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Mo has a pet cat in The Simpsons, and it has a name, and what...
Meow, meow. Fuzzy.
It's Mr. something.
Mr.
Mr. begins with S. I mean, this won't help you get it, but...
Mr. Swiffles.
No, it's Mr. Snookums.
Mr. Snookums!
Or Schnookums, as he probably
Snookums.
Says.
Well, no, I had no idea.
We can't end like that. We need to end on a high note.
Okay.
Something else.
You've got to give me a triumphant underdog story. I've got to finish on a high note.
Oh,
It can't be that hard to find a question that I'll know the answer to.
Which vitamin is also known as pantothenic acid?
Oh, I thought you were going to say ascorbic acid.
Which vitamin is also known as ascorbic acid?
That's vitamin C, isn't it?
Isn't it?
I think. Okay, is pantothenic acid also vitamin C?
It's, I'll give you a clue. It's got a letter and a number in it, this vitamin.
B12.
It's B.
Oh, B6.
Higher.
Oh, my... Okay, I've had enough of this, seriously. This is Wolf Alice now on Spark Breakfast.
It's B5. Oh, it's lower.
What we're doing is I'm trying to find out whether I've got the ideas of living like a Mac. I've lived here for 2 years now in Sunderland and being on radio and spoke to all of you people in the Northeast. Now, what I want to know is how can I equivalent the Macam, shall we say, slang? But now, producer Kate, you're not from Sunderland, are you?
I am not.
Where are you from originally? Gateshead?
I'm from Gateshead, yeah.
Okay, so that's not Macam.
What's
Gateshead classed as? I mean, what is it?
People would say Geordie.
More Geordie, okay. Yeah, the Macams that live in Gateshead, I'm going to guess there probably is.
There must be.
There will be.
I mean, I don't know. Well, that sounds terrible. I don't know how welcome they are. That's not what I meant.
I'm sure
they are welcome there. But
I'm sure they are. Right.
There is a
next
rivalry.
Question. We were just been debating these with ourselves because you want to try and find out the Macam ethos as well. So the next question is, how much does something cost if it's a pund? That's quite an obvious one, really, isn't it?
I think that's pund.
Is it?
Yeah.
Pund? Pund?
I think we'll stick with pund.
So it's a pound.
Is it A, a pound? Is it B, a penny? Or is it C, a tenner?
I'm going to say it's a pound. I mean, yeah, it's pretty transferable, that one, isn't it, really? 1%
We're right. Okay,
right.
We've got that one right.
So next one, producer Kate.
If someone huckles on you, what have they done?
Right.
A, sneezed on you. B, coughed on you. Oh, it's all bodily fluids. Or C, spat on you.
Oh, okay. I've never heard huckles.
You've never heard huckles?
Never, no.
I thought that was not a universal thing, but no. I thought it was pretty universal.
Certainly not universal for me. Like,
what
never
are you
heard
saying?
That one.
What do you think? I know what I think.
I'm probably going to say coughed. Is that correct? Is it coughed?
What's my face telling you, Nathan?
I'm saying your face is telling me that I'm correct.
You're not a great face. Oh, he's clicking coughed.
Is it coughed? It's not.
It's coughed.
Spat on.
It's spat.
Okay, never heard of that one. I've heard this one. Heard this one from Jordy Shaw. And the next question is, if someone is raj.
This is a fave. This is a
good
one.
What is going on? It's raj.
Oh, someone is
going
in a raj. What is going on?
Huff is another one that's common in the Northeast as well.
Is huff not common in Liverpool?
No, it's not a word used.
God,
it's really.
It's like a different world.
Just like
you are.
You're a huffy raj, you. that's not common.
That's a common one.
That's not a common thing back in the Northwest. No, raj and huff
is probably. If someone is in a raj,
temper.
What is going on? A huff or temper?
Yeah.
In a bit of trouble or they're in a queue?
Well, there might be a raj in a queue.
I've seen a few rajs in queues.
So have I too. But unfortunately, I think it's huff or
if
temper.
If someone's in a raj, but the noun would be raji.
Raj, yes.
Raji.
Your little raji,
Raji's
you.
Raji is a beautiful word.
I've heard raji, raj.
Now this one, I don't know.
This one, I don't know, but what we're going to do...
Oh, no, I do.
Akka. Oh, I know
I've just never seen it written as text before. I've only ever heard it from Scotty T.
Akka, exactly, Scotty T off Jersey Shore. It's to lose your chill.
To lose your cool.
Lose your beans. Akka. Absolutely Akka. What we're going to do is we're going to go Akka and find out what the latest is on the road. Travel is covered. Let's get back to our original Macam quiz. So have we distinguished what Akka means?
I think we're
going Akka, yep, to lose your cool, lose your beans, lose your chill.
There
58% of people
right.
said that though.
All right.
Okay, if someone is hacky, what are they doing?
If someone is hacky, A, beautiful, B, dirty, or C, old. What are your thoughts?
I think my thoughts are probably dirty.
Yeah, what makes you say that?
I don't know, because hacky doesn't seem to be a very beautiful type word.
Yeah.
Just like, oh, I think you're really hacky today. You wouldn't notice that as being
no,
beautiful,
I
would
don't
you,
think
really?
They could replace beautiful with that word.
So I'm going to say dirty. I mean, old. old is not
hacky,
one.
Hacky, old. Oh. No, there's not much of a...
You know, my age is really starting to catch up with you. I'm feeling really hacky.
Mm-mm.
It's not not one, is it?
Okay, it's got to
so
be dirty.
Dirty.
And it is.
95% of you Macams said that. So apparently...
Apparently we've got 7 out of 10 on
we're
that.
We're good. We're good.
We are...
We're officially Macams, I think.
We're officially Macams now. Akka Macams.
Akka, Macam, Raj.
Macams going Akka in a queue.
Macams going
two Rajis. Just Adj. Two Raji Akka Macams in a queue.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I know this is Thursday drive time. I'm sure hacky, learning Macams, Macam language, it is what you came
two
for.
Two Raji Haki Akka.
Is this what you came for?
This is what I came
this
for.
This is definitely what I came for.
I wanted a 7 out of 10. Baby, this is what you
came for. To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.